Last night, the majority of the Baltimore City Council voted to confirm 5 new members of the city's Civilian Review Board, all of whom were appointed by Mayor Catherine Pugh. The board is charged with examining complaints against city police. WYPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Bonesi was in the chamber last night and is with us on the line now. Good morning, Dominique.
Morning, Ethan.
So give us an idea of who was approved by the city council to be on the board.
So these are well-educated, affluent, knowledgeable Baltimoreans. There's an attorney, public defender, representative from a Baltimore Gas and Electric, research advocate for the DOD and former law enforcement, lecturer at University of Baltimore School of Public Health and Human Services, and a program coordinator for Homeland Security and Criminal Justice Institute. Director of the Office of Civil Rights, Jill Carter, has said in the past that she wants this board to be a diverse group of people of all different races, genders, education backgrounds, and life experience.
One of the nominations was approved by everyone except for Councilman Brandon Scott. Why did he vote against?
He really asked the question of how long the person had lived in Baltimore. And one of the people that was nominated or voted in last night had said they only lived in Baltimore for about 3 years. And that canceled out a black woman who had lived in Baltimore for a very long time. And, you know, he said that, you know, a black woman has a higher likelihood that she had a run-in with the police. And being a longtime resident of Baltimore, Brandon Scott thought that that person deserved the space over another different person, but that was not the case.
Critics of the review board have said that it has not been effective. Will these new members have what it takes to bring more accountability to the city police department?
Councilman Brandon Scott says that he's hoping that after the civilian review board gets reviewed again by Annapolis, by the state government, it will improve their teeth. You know, they'll be able to have more strength against the police department in order to hold the police department accountable. But Kevin Sherd, who was an author and youth advocate in Baltimore, longtime resident, has criticized the review board in the past, and he said this in a phone call.
If the city doesn't have young millennials on that committee, if the city doesn't have people from these neighborhoods like Freddie Gray's neighborhood, I believe that's a big mistake.
So Kevin Sherd basically wants to see, you know, a younger board, people who have lived directly in the community where Freddie Gray was beaten by police and arrested.
What sorts of people does Kevin Sherd want to be on the review board?
So Kevin Sherd gave other names for people to be on the review board, and here's what he said yesterday.
You know, I know a ton of young people around the city that are doing great work that I would hope would want to be involved in something like that. Even some of the young people that I know from the Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle that are doing great work out in the city and are connected to the issues on the ground.
And Brandon Scott, I caught him in his office again after, and he agrees with Kevin Sherd, and this is what he said.
If I were picking them personally, I would have had a mixture of younger people and older people. I probably would have made a staunch effort to find someone who had been on the other side of the criminal justice system so that you can have a balance of experiences. And that's why I was asking the question of all the nominees, if they have had negative experiences with law enforcement.
So definitely they're looking for younger millennial figures. Brandon would like to see some older members on the board who've had run-ins with law enforcement. Kevin Sherd himself was a former inmate and knew and grew up in these streets. I asked him if he should even be on the board, and he said, well, they didn't ask me, so.
Do we have any best practices on what civilian review boards should look like based on what's going on in other cities?
Last year, Mary Rose Madden, WYPR's police reporter, sat down with the executive director of Cincinnati, Ohio's Citizen Complaint Authority to show how it could be a model for Baltimore. In Ohio, the review board reports to the city manager and not the police chief. And this review board also has the power to question any officer that has been named in a complaint or report. Also, any officer with more than 10 complaints in a 3-year period is considered a pattern officer, and they will alert the police to pull this person for further questioning or other action will be taken. Baltimore Review Board does not have these powers in place quite yet. But Brandon Scott did say that the Review Board has come a long way since it's been dormant for many years. Here's what he said.
We know that the police department is sending reports to them now all the time, and they can review them and they can make recommendations, and that's what they have. To see where the Civilian Review Board has been in Baltimore and for it to be basically dormant for so many years to now seemingly going to have a functioning Civilian Review Board that's actually going to be reviewing documents and having meetings and making recommendations, that's a good step.
We've been talking about Baltimore's Civilian Review Board with WYPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benessi. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.